Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking sport. Now, the AFLW's in full swing. And as we know, we've got a pretty healthy connection from ex-Southeast people. Matty Clark, Uno Supremo, the coach. Going grey, Matty, I noticed. Sarah Allen, and of course, Jenna McCormick, who's mixing soccer with football. But there's a fourth member with a pretty healthy connection with the Southeast. She was a Mundulla girl. She's up in the big smoke. Good morning, Maisie Nankerville.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And you are a rookie with the Adelaide Crows. Now, you're having to mix that with being a training partner, which is just another couple of words that mean rookie with the Thunderbirds, because up until now, till you got drafted by the Crows, your chosen sport has been netball, and I know you went through and played state under-19s, and you got the next part of your journey with the Thunderbirds. How did the footy gig come about? What attracted the Crows to you?
Yeah, you're totally right. The sport that I've always known has always been netball, and it only until recently I was picked up by the Adelaide Crows. And so at first the process sort of was I knew Ebony Marinoff, who has been in the team for quite a few seasons now, and she threw my name out there, and she's always wanted me to come give football a go, but just because of the high level at netball, it hasn't been something that I've been able to commit that time to. So we had our netball nationals held here in Adelaide, and they had a few football scouts out watching, and I think they saw my size and my physicality and strength, and so they asked me to come out to a few skill sessions with them. And then from there, I think if they thought I was no good, they would have just told me there and then. But I think they saw a bit of potential within me, and that's where they got me out for training with the girls and handed me a contract for the 2019 season, which was really exciting. I did have to put a little bit of thought into it, seeing whether I would be able to balance both netball and football, and it's been so far so good. Body's feeling good, and a lot of the skills that I'm learning from netball and football translating into one another quite nicely. So, it's working out really well.
Obviously, an adjustment between contact, and I do say non-contact in inverted commas in netball, because there seems to be more and more allowed every year, but as long as the rules are same for everybody. Of course, Dad Neil was a champion country full forward, and I know Mum was a pretty competent netballer up there at Mundulla. Now, watching you play, I really reckon you enjoy the physicality part of the game, Maisie.
Yeah, for sure. You tend to think netball is a non-contact sport, but really now with it being so advanced and the speed of the game, it's more coming into a contact sport, and it is quite physical and demanding on the body. But for sure, I think playing netball for so long, I've had to restrain myself from, you know, knocking out a few people. But on the footy field, I suppose that's a bit more accepted, and being like having to sort of control yourself on the netball court. It's a good avenue, footy, to sort of get out there and, play amongst some of the strongest and cleverest players. So, yeah, it's been a real challenge having to swap between both sports. And, I've already found at netball training, instead of throwing the ball back, I'll handball and
like
little
it.
Things like that. So, it's been really good fun.
Now, I've been talking to Maisie Nankerville. She's on the sporting trail to her netball talents as a training partner with the Thunderbirds. She's now a rookie with the Adelaide Crows under the tutelage of Matthew Clark. Maisie, good to see another Southeast girl realising a dream, and let's hope the season goes smooth for you and you progress and improve as the season goes on.
Yeah, thank you very much. There's definitely something in the water in the Southeast, playing alongside the Allen girls as well in both the footy and netball. So, it's exciting to see that, your country levels of your foundation and your grassroots. So thank you so much for having me.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.